Welcome to the Sent from Disneyland podcast.
Here age relives fond memories of the past.
If it's your first time joining us, welcome. On this episode, we'll take a journey into the past and explore Disneyland and Disneyland history with mementos, snapshots, and postcards sent from Disneyland from 1955 to the present. Today, I'm starting off by thanking my patrons from patreon.com. You can join and receive mail from my desk or from my Disneyland trips. Special thanks to Random Olive, the first patron to this podcast, and the e-ticket patrons Tania, Eric Daniels, Joe Gamble, Scott Booker, Monica Seitz Vega, Russ Romano, Michael and Christina Cross, Scott Cagle, and Sheila Harry. C-ticket patrons Serious Inquiries Only, Debbie Weinstein, Jennifer Schneep, Grace Coat, Brian Crawford, Ben and Noel Bruning, Patty Wolin, Angela Reynolds, Greg Gourley, and Aaron Moran. B-ticket patrons Jeff and Paige Orton, and Joshua, Inexorable, Tosh Bell. And the A-ticket patrons Elise Sharp, Zealot Infinity, Alexis Robles, Maggie and Henry Byers, Angel DeBlock, and the All Aboard podcast. You can also sign up for my new newsletter for a chance to get some postcards delivered by the USPS to your mailbox. I am your host, your post-host Clocky, and today we have two postcards sent from Disneyland. The front of our first postcard has a scene from Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. You can see President Lincoln standing center stage with the U.S. flag to his right, the Capitol Dome behind him, and a chair and the flag for the state of Illinois on his left. On the back it reads, Mr. Lincoln, Disneyland, USA. American history comes to life through our 16th president in Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, a dramatic audio-animatronic show presented in the Opera House on Main Street. It's postmarked June 20th, 1969, with the Los Alamitos cancel and a 6-cent W.C. Handy, Father of the Blues, postage stamp, Scott number 1372. I assume they visit the park on Thursday, June 19th, 1969, when park hours were from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The weather was a high of 75 and a low of 55. It's addressed to Miss Augusta Goh of Chicago, Illinois. It reads, Hi, Graham. We are really having a good time in Disneyland. There's so much to see, it's unbelievable. Love, Kathy. Welcome to Imagineering Month. To start this month out, I wanted to look at Imagineer musicians. Norman Dale Baker, known at Disney as Buddy Baker, was born January 4, 1918, in Springfield, Missouri. He grew up in Illinois and started learning piano and trumpet at an early age. By his teens, he had started his own band. He earned a music degree at Southwest Baptist College, then moved to the West Coast in the 1930s. He began arranging music scores for radio programs. He was arranging big band music for Bob Hope, Eddie Cantor, and Jack Benny. While working at Los Angeles City College, a former student who was working at the Walt Disney Studios approached Buddy with an opportunity to help score the Davy Crockett television program. Following that, he began composing music for Disney animated shorts like the I'm No Fool series with Jiminy Cricket and Donald in Mathmagicland. Later, he even did the musical score for the animated feature The Fox and the Hound. Other projects outside the park included composing for movies like Swiss Family Robinson and Summer Magic and the Winnie the Pooh shorts. By the early 70s, he was one of a handful of composers tapped to compose scores for the live-action movies like The Shaggy D.A., The Apple Dumpling Gang, and Hot Lead and Cold Feet. In 1973, he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Musical Original Dramatic Score for his work on Napoleon and Samantha. He lost the award to the score for Charlie Chaplin's Limelight. Also competing in that category included the score for The Godfather and two movies scored by John Williams, Images and The Poseidon Adventure. Great news! Enfield Post is back up on Etsy. Grabbing some vintage stamps is a great way to plus your mail. Whether you're trying to match the color of your postcard or envelope, or adding a themed stamp to the back of your mail, be sure to check out Enfield Post. You can head over to enfieldpost.com and explore all the different vintage stamps you can use on your next card or letter. That's Enfieldpost on Instagram and enfieldpost.com for your wedding and vintage postage needs. Enfield Post is the official postage stamp sponsor of the Sent from Disneyland podcast. The front of our next postcard has the facade of It's a Small World. You can see guests exiting the boat, while other guests are preparing to go on a musical voyage around the world. On the back it reads, It's a Small World. A gala toy parade begins as It's a Small World's imaginative clock performs the time, an exciting bon voyage to guests embarking on the happiest cruise that ever sailed. It's postmarked July 25, 1975, with an Anaheim cancel and an 8-cent Rise of the Spirit of Independence postage stamp. It's got number 1478. I assume they visited the park on Thursday, July 24, 1975, when park hours were from 8 a.m. to 1 a.m. The weather was a high of 82 and a low of 62. It's addressed to Mrs. Maud B. Brown of Santa Cruz, California. It reads, 72475. Hi. To visit this concession, you ride a flat boat hooked to a conveyor like a cable car in San Francisco. It's a tricky assembly of animated dolls of many countries, each singing in their own language that this is a small world. Love, Hugh. I recorded the song. So, what did Buddy Baker write for Imagineering in the parks? Buddy scored the original show music for Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, which, after the World's Fair, came to Disneyland. He's also an uncredited writer for the Swiska Polka, which has been heard in the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse. Because of his work on the Winnie the Pooh animated shorts, his orchestrations are heard in the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh attraction, specifically the songs The Wonderful Thing About Tiggers and Heffalumps and Woozles. He's probably best known for working with Imagineer Ex Atencio on The Haunted Mansion. X had written the lyrics, and Buddy wrote the music. Buddy's musical expertise was also used in It's a Small World and The Carousel of Progress. The Sherman Brothers wrote the lyrics and the tunes, but it was up to Buddy to make the orchestrations work as guests passed through each section. In Jeff Curdy's book, Walt Disney's Imagineering Legends, Buddy's desk was described to have no musical notes written on a single piece of paper. Rather, most of them were filled with mathematical equations to figure out the timing and syncing of the songs for the attraction. But he worked on many other attractions, the original Country Bear Jamboree, The People Mover, America Sings, Adventures Through Interspace, and many others. He retired from Disney in 1983 and taught music at USC. Although he retired, he was still working with Imagineering and was placed in charge of overseeing all the music for the opening of Epcot. But he even came back in 1999 to assist with Walt Disney World's Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh attraction in the Magic Kingdom. But he was also tapped to work on attractions for Tokyo DisneySea. Buddy's window on Main Street USA in Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom is located between the barbershop and near the Emporium. It's on the corner with the other music icons, under the general section, Plaza School of Music, reading Sheet Music, B. Baker. He was honored as a Disney legend in 1998. He was quoted saying, I probably learned more from Walt in the years that I was there than I ever learned from any formal education or any other means of broadening my scope. He was a great teacher. Buddy died of natural causes in 2002 at the age of 84. The inscription on his headstone reads, Composer, Conductor, Educator, Mentor, a Disney Legend Forever. This incoming postcard is sponsored by the Art Throwdown. Art Throwdown, or ATD, is an online craft hour on Instagram, starting at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. Be sure to check out Monday's ATD, which is usually hosted by paper artist Russ Romano. I see many amazing art projects, learned about awesome postmarks, postage stamp history, and a lot more on different episodes. It's great to stop in for an hour to watch someone craft or design something unique. Each host brings something a little different to each show. I'll list some of the regular hosts, or you can follow RussRomano2021 on Instagram. The front of my incoming postcard is part of a Coca-Cola box. Attached to the front are stickers and washi tape decorating the postcard. Some of the washi tape include the old Disneyland sign, teacups, and magical trash cans. The stickers include character heads from Monsters, Inc., Pumbaa, and Minnie watering some flowers out of a window, plus various Minnie and Mickey drawings. It's not postmarked, but dated April 22, 2024, with a Richmond, VA, Railway Station, Forever postage stamp, Scott number 5759. It reads, 4-22-24. Hi, Clocky. I learned to make sticker postcards from Jim Lynch. Thanks for letting me into the ATD gang. They're fabulous. Hope to see you at Disneyland soon. April. Thank you so much for the postcard, April. I absolutely love this postcard, as it proves the point that postcards connect people. It's great that you learned about Art Throwdown through my podcast and Instagram, and then got connected and made this wonderful postcard. I really enjoyed the different types of washi tape you used. I recognize some from Daiso and other washi tape from other creators on Instagram. I look forward to seeing more of your postcard creations as you send them out. Thanks for listening to Sent from Disneyland. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and tell your friends. It would be helpful to share your favorite episode to a friend or on social media. There are over 200 to choose from. It would also help to leave a 5-star rating and comment on whatever podcast platform you use. If you'd like to support the show financially, please check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/sentfromdisneyland. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Sent From Disneyland, or on Twitter at Sent From Disney. For questions and comments, send me a postcard addressed to Sent From Disneyland, P.O. Box 44, Hood, California, 95639. This podcast is not affiliated with Disney, the United States Postal Service, or any post office or Disney properties. Opinions expressed on this podcast belong to its host and guests of the Sent From Disneyland podcast.